Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, February 22nd. Today, several announcements on Tesla's Cybertruck. CEO Elon Musk announced what he described as a towing calculator, which will show all kinds of real-world stats to help drivers know more about their vehicle and what it can handle while pulling a load. Much of Tesla's software has been designed to help reduce future owners from the anticipation of range anxiety. Musk also says the Cybertruck will come standard with laser blade lights and be about 82 inches wide, and that the looks are slightly better than what was shown at the unveiling. Tesla and Hot Wheels have partnered to make two remote control versions of the Cybertruck, and they will come to market before the actual truck, which is expected in 2022. Hot Wheels writes, quote, "Hot Wheels packs the power and performance of the futuristic Cybertruck into two small-scale remote control vehicles, a track-compatible 1/64th scale and a limited edition hobby grade of 1/10th the scale. It's the only way to drive a Cybertruck in 2020," close quote. The 1/64th scale will sell for $20, while the bigger 1/10th scale will go for $400. Rounding out Cybertruck coverage, the City of Ontario has released a concept rendering of the Cybertruck decked out for uniform service. The rendering features a red and blue light bar apexing the frame, a logoed white front door panel, a grille guard, and it is labeled as Unit 007. Tesla is partnering with a solar firm and Atlassian founder Mike Cannon-Brooks to quickly deploy energy systems in order to help the communities affected by the devastating wildfires in Australia. The website for Resilient Energy Collective states, quote, "It runs 24/7, 365 days a year. We have used Tesla Powerwall batteries to ensure your energy stays on day and night. Compared to other solar systems, it generates twice as much power per square meter," close quote. Tesla rose 8 spots in Consumer Reports' new car brand rankings, the largest rise of any brand, and has become the top United States brand at 11th place out of 33. This is largely due to improved reliability with the Model 3 and Model S. The Model 3 also gained Consumer Reports' top pick designation as the best electric car, according to the publication. The Berlin Higher Administrative Court has dismissed complaints against Tesla's European Gigafactory construction in Berlin. This means work can resume in clearing the tree farm currently on the property. The halt came as a result of complaints from local environmental groups. Already on a tight timeline, Tesla currently plans to open the factory in mid-2021. Researchers at the University of Michigan this week published a paper entitled "Strategies to Limit Degradation and Maximize Lithium-Ion Battery Service Lifetime." When asked what the number one most important recommendation for EV owners is to avoid battery degradation, Steve Christensen, executive director of the Responsible Battery Coalition, said, quote, "Letting the battery discharge to 0% seems to have an incredibly negative impact on battery life, largely due to the additional stress this places on the cathode materials," close quote. A more complete list on the article can be found through our website, electrek.co. In Europe, automakers face hefty fines if they don't meet the fleet average CO2 emission standards that increase in 2020 and will continue to rise. Europe's top 13 automakers will face more than $14.5 billion in fines, and a new report from the PA consulting firm shows that manufacturers would need to sell more than 2.5 million extra electric vehicles to meet the 2021 European targets. And the report states, quote, "Selling so many battery electric vehicles in such a short time is practically impossible due to production capacity constraints," close quote. Audi confirmed that it is temporarily suspending production of its e-tron electric SUV due to supply problems. The electric SUV has been fairly well received, but the German automaker has been having issues with high volume production. New reports from Belgium and Germany state that Audi confirmed that it is suspending production for 4 days due to bottlenecks in the parts supply. Chinese electric vehicle company XPeng rounds out cold weather testing in Heihe Heilongjiang, China. The test center, called the White Track, is made up of straight lines, wide circles, U-bends, S-bends, and icy-coated slopes. XPeng says the four-wheel drive P7 model achieved a snow circle average drift speed of 110 kilometers or 68 miles per hour. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, a new report from JP Morgan economist David Mackey and Jessica Murray shares, quote, "We cannot rule out catastrophic outcomes where human life, as we know, is threatened," Carbon emissions in the coming decade will continue to affect the climate for centuries to come, and in a way that is likely to be irreversible. Close quote. 21 U.S. agriculture groups announced the formation of the Farmers for a Sustainable Future at a Capitol Hill press conference. The coalition will serve as a resource for policymakers, the media, and the public. EV software solutions provider Electrify has signed with the Twin Rivers Unified School District in Sacramento, California, which is the largest fleet of electric school buses in North America. A new internet browser from Ekoru.org gives 60% of their revenue to both the Big Blue Ocean Cleanup, which removes plastic waste from our oceans, and Operation Poseidonia, which combats climate change by replanting ocean seagrass. Startup career site Zipia has just released a study where it ranked 99 United States cities on 5 different environmental factors. Zipia ranked St. Paul as number 1, Honolulu as 2, and St. Louis as number 3. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Suzuki is prepping itself to debut its first electric two-wheeler, following the likes of other major Japanese motorcycle makers. Switch Motorcycles unveils its e-scrambler electric motorcycle. With an 11 to 13 kilowatt-hour battery and a 50 kilowatt motor, the bike is listed for a top speed of 150 kilometers an hour, or 93 miles an hour, and a range of the same, 150 kilometers or 93 miles. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.